National's reset means a reshuffle as Chris Luxon seeks to make his mark on the opposition party. The new leader now has some big decisions ahead of him as his opposition MPs head home after anointing him their saviour. Here's our deputy political editor, Craig McCulloch.
Day one in the worst job in politics. Christopher Luxon launching straight into the relentless round of morning media.
We're delighted to be joined by the new National leader.
Chris Luxon's with us. Good morning. How are you feeling?
Congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you very much.
The Luxon induction in full swing. The new opposition leader put through his paces, parrying perils and pitfalls, hit up on housing.
Why do you own seven houses?
Would you want to see house prices fall if you were Prime Minister?
Well, I wouldn't want to see house prices fall dramatically.
Cornered on Christianity.
People, when they hear about a Pentecostal or an evangelical...
But who said I was Pentecostal or evangelical?
Precisely. Can you clear it up? Are you either of those things?
Yeah, so I wouldn't describe myself in those terms. I just describe myself as having a faith and a Christian faith. And that's it.
And asked about abortion.
I'm a pro-life person. Can you just say you won't touch abortion laws while you're Prime Minister?
Absolutely.
An assured opening performance under his belt, Mr Luxon now turns his mind to the caucus, the promised reset, ensuring a reshuffle and a series of important positions to be divvied out among MPs.
We're going to make announcements over the coming days. That's the work of today and the next few days, is just actually going through and looking at the talents of each individual and saying who's best suited to what position.
Simon Bridges is known to be keen on the high-profile finance portfolio and is likely to land it as quid pro quo for Bowen out of the leadership contest. The bigger question for Mr Luxon is Judith Collins, what to do with the deposed former leader. The dilemma underlined by those in her own Papakura electorate.
I think she should leave. She's not a very nice person.
As part of a party, I don't think she's a good team player.
I think some of the comments that she's made have been a bit inappropriate and below the belt.
I like her, but that was not her best hours.
But honestly, I don't think she should stay in politics.
Ms Collins has other ideas, promising to stay on and fight the next election. Mr Luxon says she does have a role to play, but given recent events, he'll be wary of being seen to reward bad behaviour and alert to the potential signals being sent to his caucus.
I think Judith's an extraordinarily brave woman and I think she's in very good space.
Oh, well, look, any of those discussions are caucus decisions.
Not for me to discuss and advise different positions within the caucus.
We're a team of 33 and we're all got a part to play.
The caucus is united. We're focused on the job at hand.
Mr Luxon had another key task today, a ring round the other party leaders to say hello. Among them, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
I'll focus on doing my job and I wish whomever is in the role the best in doing theirs.
Whomever is in the role, Mr Luxon makes the fifth opposition leader to face off against Ms Ardern. He's made a solid start, but then so did some of his predecessors.